Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is on an overview of sound healing. We were just going over this in the classes and talking about how a lot of people find it hard to describe what the hell we're doing, right? Because a lot of people also think it's woo-woo. And so I want to give you like the just the full perspective on what sound healing is all about, and so that we may be able to bring it into the mainstream more, because when people really get it, then we can really have people heal themselves and heal each other, taking your power back from the medical field, right? Even though there's some good things in the medical field. Okay, so that's our intention for this show. But before we get started, let's talk about some things that are happening here at the Institute. We actually have our summer intensive starting on Tuesday. You could still jump in. It's 10 to 9:30 from June 5th to June 16th. And you could just do those 10 days or 11 days. And it's about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got a dozen different instructors. If you come back in August, you can get the whole certificate, or you could actually do the second half in August online. And we also have that same certificate program starting September 4th. And it goes from September 4th to about December 15th. And that's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday, better for people that are working, and occasionally some weekends. It's a really profound program. It's really quite transformative. We also teach you skills that you could actually open up your own business as well. And it's just incredible. It's also the first semester of the associate degree. You can continue into the associate degree, which is four semesters, and where you learn to become a master at it. In the certificate program, you learn how to really do it and really help others and help yourself. Whereas in the degree, you learn about you're practicing on other people. You're also learning about research and about different forms and modalities of consciousness for understanding how it all works. That's why we sometimes call it the Sound and Consciousness Institute. So we have the sound healing program. We also have the separate recording program, which starts, we have the summer intensive version that starts July 2nd. And that goes from July 2nd to about August 2nd. And it's 4 days a week and a couple of nights. And it's about learning how to record, mix, and produce. We have the same program starting September 5th, which is Wednesday afternoons and Thursday afternoons and Thursday evenings for 3.5 months. And we've got three recording studios. I wrote the number one selling book in the world on audio recording. So we're able to teach you all the different styles of mixes using visuals. I have a whole visual system where each instrument is represented by a sphere. And a volume is front to back, panning is left and right, frequency is up and down, and I'm able to show all the different dynamics created for each style of music. And it's called The Art of Mixing, the book, the main book in the field. Also, the main book on producing, The Art of Producing as well. We also have that both of those programs online. You can start this week for the Sound Healing Program. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights and then Saturday mornings Pacific time. We also have, and that's with live instructors. It actually works really well. If you can't make it here, it's not bad. We actually had an incredible class this morning where we actually had all the students create treatment plans for themselves. It was really interesting to see what people came up with, including all the things we've gone through over the semester. We also have the audio recording program that just started last week. You could still jump in, and that's just one day a week, normally Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5:30, and then you have to do a 5-hour lab. It works really well. You can see our screen, so you can see what I'm mixing. You can see what I'm doing with Pro Tools, and also hear what I'm mixing as well. And so it actually is very effective online for the recording program as well. So those are the classes. We also have our next open house is June 24th, Sunday, June 24th, from 1 to 6 p.m. We also have this, the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat, which is July 21st, 22nd, 23rd at Stewart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. So we're resonating with the Lemurians, and it's a very high time. It's really amazing what happens there. And on the third day, we go up on the mountain and right near the peak and resonate sound in a circle. And it's, oh my God, it's really, really beautiful. People often come back every year. Right? So you can find that. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486, or you could email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our big event, our 7th International Sound Healing Conference at Sherrith Cathedral, which is like Grace Cathedral, but more beautiful. It's spectacular. It's just an unbelievably beautiful cathedral, and they have a lot of breakout rooms there. So we're going to have about 25 exhibitor booths. We got people that are still booking exhibitor booths if you're interested. It's October 5th through the 8th. It's actually October 6th through the 8th, which is a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then Friday, October 5th, is pre-conference workshops. So we'll have special workshops on those days. And I think it's like $280 right now for everything, where you can go to the concerts on Saturday and Sunday night and go to the pre-conference workshop. But you can do bits and pieces of it if you want. You can find it all at globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com. And, oh, my God, you know, it's a funny story I was telling. A couple of years ago, we did it in Oakland, and there were a couple of construction workers that were working on some cement right in front of the building. And the second or third day, I'm walking in to the building for the conference, and I look over at them, and they look at me and go, I started cracking up. Apparently, people had been toning to them, right? It was like hilarious. It was just wonderful. And it's such a type of energy at the place. It's just amazing energy and unbelievable presenters. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, that's one of the main researchers in the field. We've got Dr. Gary Buchanan, who has been collecting. Actually, he got given all of the frequencies by Peter Guy Manners. And Peter Guy Manners collected all these frequencies through Europe and actually came up with a lot himself. And they're the most effective. They're the frequencies we use in our cymatic CDs that you put right on your body. So you can, you know, you play the headphones on your body. You don't listen to them. You just put them right on the body. And they're really effective for nerves, tendons, ligaments, and muscles. And Gary's just doing some amazing research with these frequencies and using them with light as well. So, and just tons of other amazing presenters, everything from detailed science to complete experiential bliss out, right? And the concerts will be really incredible too. We're doing the Sound of Love concert. And then Lisa Lippincott's bringing her 60-inch gongs, which are big enough to change your life. Oh my God, they're huge. So that'll be for the second concert on Sunday. So globesoundhealingconference.com. Again, we also have our therapy center here where we actually have a voice analysis program we sell and do treatments with. where we can find what's going on with different organs or different issues. We also can find your home note of what's right and get you into a place of peace and stillness, and including doing brainwave entrainment that we'll be talking a little bit about today, and finding your note for brainwave entrainment. Also, we've got our store, which we have over 100 CDs that are really effective. We've got also a whole range of crystal bowls, frosted and alchemy bowls. We've got Tibetan bowls. We've got didgeridoos. And we've got the most effective thing in the whole field, sound tables and sound lounges that are very effective for all types of things, especially with many people have gotten rid of PTSD, fibromyalgia, good for Parkinson's, for anything neurological. It's really good just for sleep and relaxation and also for pain as well. We also have the base pod, which is really good for pain. We just did a workshop with Kaiser Hospital where we're training the doctors on how to use, how to do pain management. It was really interesting because every doctor, we did it like a fair, and the doctors came through, and I would ask, do you have any pain? Almost every single doctor had pain. In fact, it's funny, if you ask just about anybody, almost everybody has pain. It's actually, it was shocking to find a doctor that said, no, I don't have any pain. And we were able to get rid of the pain within 5 minutes. Normally 2 minutes with the base pod and the frequencies I was just talking about. So they're really effective. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, and or you can actually go directly to the store at soundoflove.com and directly to the therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. So that's what's happening here. So, yeah, it was interesting because, you know, when people take the sound healing program, commonly someone in their group of friends or family says, what the hell are you doing that for? What's that about? That sounds ridiculous, right? A lot of people in throughout the country, I'm sure, would still think it's woo-woo. You know, sound healing. It's like, oh, yeah, music is cool, but I don't see how it's going to change my life, you know, or how it's going to heal my cancer, you know. I mean, a lot of people just think of it as music. A lot of people just don't have a clue what it is. And it is so expansive. The field has just over the last even 15 years, even 10 years ago, it's like it's just gotten really comprehensive and wide. You know, it's interesting because the term sound healing is kind of a misnomer because that's just one part of what it's all about. In fact, one small part when you really look at the whole perspective. I mean, it is about healing, but there's a lot of people out there that don't need healing, you know, that are just fine. In fact, so the other half of it is about raising consciousness or just getting you high or resonating health and wellness, right? It's like health and wellness so that you don't need healing, right? Or as I just mentioned, maybe you're totally fine and you just want to expand your consciousness to a higher level where you can actually do levitation, right? Or where you can manifest anything you want in your life, or where you can actually heal anything going on in anybody you come across. That's all, right? That's all. So there's a whole realm of just, you know, getting your consciousness or the ultimate, getting to a state where you're one with the universe, where you know all, where you know all information there is to know. It's just completely obvious and present. It's like the shaman knows how to sing the medicine of the plant, right? And you get that medicine from the plant through the song. Or it's like the Tibetan Lama that sees all of the past lives. You know, that's the ultimate, going to a place where all is known. And you've all, I'm sure, just about everybody's had an inkling of that. It's basically intuition expanded. But we already have intuition. And you can think of many, many times when your intuition is very, very right on, right? For some of you, it's like really, really right on. And it's just a step more, just a bit more. It's the same type of thing, right? Where you just know everything. And to get there is often the most basic way to get there, that's the simplest, is to go to a place of peace or stillness. And with sound, any consistent sound, especially one that fades out on the home note, so it slowly fades like a crystal bowl, will take you to that place of complete stillness. It's very, very cool. The way I explain it is, I often talk about how sound, let me backtrack one more second. But it's even wider as to sound, because really what we teach here and what we've implemented in the two Montessori schools where we've created the whole curriculum is way more than sound. It's about vibration, which includes light and color and geometry. And the interesting thing is, when you learn the physics of sound, the same laws of physics apply to all vibration. The basic law of everything has a frequency. It's all vibration. Another important law is a strong resonant vibration will overcome a weaker and entrain the weaker into the stronger. This works at every level of vibration, at every level of reality, whether it's physical or emotional, mental, or in the quantum world, and even in the spiritual world. It's all about resonating things into more harmony, or connecting with nature that's already in harmony, right? Or both, really. You know, getting in alignment with that which is consistent and stable. So it's very expansive. You know, I had this, actually the guy that did, can't think of his name right now, the guy that did Thrive. I was talking to him and he says, you know, you shouldn't really tell people that the whole deal is about sound healing. And I'm like, well, when you really understand the laws of vibration, you can transform anything. So at the vibrational level, it is everything. Because regardless of how anybody looks at anything, vibration is the basis of it all. And when you look at it from that perspective, you're really looking at it from the lowest, most basic level there is. Because even the atom is vibration. Everything physical is vibration. It's all vibration. So vibration works at four levels. This is the way I normally tell people, what I normally tell people. And I come at it from a perspective of the science. Because especially if someone's, you know, a little antagonistic or a little scientific or not as, I should say, not as open to it, or they're already thinking, this is crazy. It's like when I told my brother from Massachusetts I was doing sound healing, he says, what the hell are you doing that shit for? That's ridiculous. And my other brother from St. Louis, he would not even come to the school. I couldn't even get him in the school to get him on the sound table. Because normally if I can get people on the sound table, they're transformed. And it's like then they open up completely because it blows them away how powerful it is. It's like my brother, he never got on the sound table. He said, oh, that must be just all placebo effect. I'm like, oh, my God, you get off the sound table, it's like your whole body is vibrating intensely from this powerful speakers in the table. It's going through every cell in your body. It's not placebo at all. You know, it's like there's no two ways about it that something just happened, right? But I couldn't even get him to the school, right? Because they just thought it was just ridiculous what I was doing. And it's rampant throughout the world. So this is how I started working them, right? This is how I started talking to my brothers. So I talked to my brother from Massachusetts, and I said, you know, physically, the way sound works, it's really definitive. In physics, we know precisely how sound affects matter. And there are mathematical formulas for resonance in spaces. There's mathematical formulas for resonance in materials. And there's mathematical formulas for resonance in the quantum field, right? Which are scalar waves even. And we know scientifically that if you find the frequency of something and vibrate it at its frequency, it actually releases stored energy. That's basic physics, which is healing if it happens to be in the body, right? Also, if you turn the volume up at that frequency, it will explode it. It's called destructive resonance. And that's how we explode kidney stones and gallstones, as you find their resonant frequency, turn the volume up of the ultrasound, which is just sound at a higher frequency, and kablooey, they break up, right? It's also how Anthony Holland, in his TED Talk on YouTube, is exploding cancer cells. He's found the frequency of four different types of cancer, and he actually just turns up the volume, and kablooey. He's got video in the TED Talk on YouTube that shows the cancer cells being exploded. There's also another company in Israel that's doing a similar type of thing, and they actually are able to destroy cancer cells and have the person go home. Even with brain surgery, if they got a brain tumor, they can destroy the tumor, and the person goes home in a half hour, and it's just fine because there's no side effects at all. So the way things are working with especially cancer and different diseases that you can break up, it's very straightforward science. You find the resonant frequency, turn the volume up, and kablooey. But there's also how it works physically on pain. With pain, you're just either finding the resonant frequency of the pain and breaking it up, or you're finding the resonant frequency of that part of the body that would its natural resonant frequency when it didn't have the pain. So you're vibrating it back into its natural frequency. Now, I talk about on this show all the time about really what it's all about at this level physically, on every level, is about stability. A stable, consistent vibration. So even if you don't find the exact resonant frequency of what it is naturally when it's healthy, you can just get it vibrating consistently instead of chaotically, which is what stress and pain is about. Pain is like a total chaotic vibration. Ah, right? And you get it to vibrate consistently, it's like, and if you get the frequency right, then it's even more effective. But you don't even have to get the frequency perfect, right? So you can also, you can even work on things physically by working on the emotional body and on the spiritual body, but that's a whole nother level, right? We're talking physical vibration. Physical vibrations on the endocrine glands are incredible. It's amazing how effective it is to you sound on an endocrine gland. Physical vibrations on digestion is profound. I've seen stomach aches just like disappear. Like I had a friend who was actually had been throwing up for 3 days, and I went and did a voice healing on her stomach, and she was perfect. It just completely disappeared. And we also have frequencies for digestion as well. Bones, it works, but it takes longer because they're denser, right? Okay, so that's the physical realm. There's good science as to how that works. You can see it. I mean, if you did, I mean, we know exactly how sound affects matter. And then what I told my brother is the mental aspect of how sound and rhythm especially works mentally to entrain the brain into different brainwave states of delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma, and epsilon. These brainwave states are the natural rhythm of the brain at different times throughout your day and night. And it's really easily measurable, really easily measurable. We can see precisely how rhythms are affecting the brain in like 5 seconds normally. Sometimes for some people it takes a minute, but it depends on how you're actually doing those binaural beats on the person. The binaural beats are simply a rhythm created by two frequencies. So it's going like wah, 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 wah. Delta is when you're asleep, and that's 0.5 to 4 cycles per second, which is quite slow. Wah, wah, wah. And then there's theta, which is when you're in the zone. Wah, 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 wah. 4 to 8 cycles per second. And then alpha, which is really good for presence and learning. Ma, 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 8 to 12 cycles per second. And then 12 to 20 is beta, which is when you're thinking. Gamma is when you're in a high state of meditation. Ooh, really fast. And then subdelta or epsilon is also when you're in the high state of meditation. You actually go fast and high at the same time. So it was very cool to be able to tell my brother the science is definitive, to be able to train people to help them with sleep, to help them with being in the zone, help them with learning, or to help them with thinking. We have a treatment here where we're able to help people practically get rid of ADD. In fact, we actually, many people have no longer have ADD that we've worked with. It's really effective, and that's by entraining them into beta, which is where you need to go to be able to think. And so we find, and so, but in all of these, you have to find that person's natural frequency. And Jeffrey Thompson has done really definitive research on this to prove that everybody has their own natural resonant frequency. And that's why some of the science that's out there, you'll see, actually just someone emailed me some research projects on brainwave entrainment that weren't that effective. Well, they're not really doing it right. The way they're actually doing it is wrong. They're not tuning it to the person either. And there's also, if you embed it, I mean, it's there's different ways you can do it that are make it way more effective than it, the way I saw some of them were doing it. Okay. But there's other research projects that say, oh yeah. I mean, not only that, that even the Schumann resonance, which is right at the threshold of alpha and theta, is entraining us into a certain into that brainwave state. It's a rhythm created by lightning striking that resonates between the earth and the ionosphere. So those are the two main ones that I tell people that are really bent on hearing the science, right? I mean, you can tell about the emotional part. I mean, that's easy. You can say, well, you know how music affects us and can change our emotions drastically from getting us really excited to putting us to sleep to bringing us to tears. And everybody goes, yeah, I know that, right? So, and there's actually probably more research than anything on music. The Music Therapy Association has been doing research for like 50 years. And there's like many areas. I mean, the military has been using music therapy since 1930, you know. So it's like there's a lot of good science, but it's a little harder to pin down because for the longest time, it was really hard to describe to monitor emotions physiologically, right, with devices. But now HeartMath is actually definitively figured out what different physiological responses are the different emotions. So now we can actually do it much more definitively. So that's kind of an obvious one. I don't normally mention the spiritual realm of how sound affects us spiritually to my brother. I mean, you know, sometimes for people I'll say, well, you know that gratitude is good for you, right? And when you resonate gratitude, the energy of gratitude and a sound of gratitude, it gets it in your body in even stronger. When there's a law of physics that says the more ways you resonate something of the same frequency, the stronger it is, and the more it will transform the weaker aspects, right? So if you have sound and emotion, the sound of an emotion, so you got the energy of the emotion and the sound of the emotion, it's way stronger, and you can go much deeper. So, so if you do the sound of gratitude, it's really effective. Or if you do the sound of compassion or the sound of love. I want to stop here and go ahead and play a CD which is based on the sound of love. It's called Unconditional Love. And throughout this CD, I held the intention of unconditional love, and everybody that played on it we did meditations to get in the zone of unconditional love before they played. It's actually a really long CD, so we're going to listen to the last 20 minutes, which starts at 9 minutes. So tune in to the energy of unconditional love, unconditional universal love, and resonate it with it as you listen and enjoy. Thank you. kind of hard to go on, talk about the different aspects. We got physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The spiritual is not only about gratitude, compassion, love, it's also about joy and oneness, going to that place where you're one with the entire universe, which is a brainwave state of theta, where you are tuned into many things at once that we talked about last radio show. We use full range of different instruments, from crystal bowls to Tibetan bowls to voice. Voice is a big one. Any instrument that either does rhythm or creates a consistent note. The truth is, you use about any instrument for sound healing. But then we also work at multiple levels of frequency, where we get very specific. We work at the level of timbre, which is sound tonality. So different instrument sounds. The sound of a crystal bowl with gold in it is quite different than a crystal bowl with rose quartz in it. They create different harmonic structures, which are different tonalities that affect you in different ways, which is completely different than frequency. It's a bunch of frequencies. It's like a chord. And then we can look at music, the level of music. We get into musical intervals. We get into rhythm, get into melody, chord progressions. I mean, goodness gracious, there's so much when you get into music, as well as the overall flow. But the most important level, besides frequency, timbre, musical intervals, music, is intention. When you set an intention, it's really effective. And it's interesting to tell people there's really definitive science behind that. The book, The Intention Experiment by Len McTaggart, goes through all of the experiments that, where they actually prove that intention works. There's this one experiment done, I think it was at MIT, where they interviewed or worked with over 1.2 million people. And that was a few years ago. It's still going. And they found that people could actually change by meditating on a computer. They could actually change the zeros and ones coming out of the computer. So they could actually make it change how many zeros and ones came out. It would be more ones. And it's definitively proven statistically that you could absolutely change it with your mind. 1.2 million people, right? So that's a good one to lay on the people that think this is all woo-woo. But when you give them a full perspective, it's not only that, but it's also how you can use sound on ADD that I mentioned, sound on autism. We're working with many autistic adults, and it's profound how it's helping. It's profound what's happened when we work with drug rehab patients. It's profound to have PTSD patients on 15 meds completely get off all their meds within 6 weeks. It's profound to see what's happening with sleep. It's profound to see what's happening with, as I mentioned, pain management and just opening people's hearts. That's kind of the wide, full perspective. There's a lot more. That gives you an inkling. Not to mention just getting into the zone and listening to consistent sounds or music like this. So hold that intention of bringing it into the mainstream so we can actually heal ourselves and heal each other and take our power back. Hold that through the evening, through the week, through the months ahead, through the years ahead, through lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.